The nation's public transportation systems will be stronger when the next major storm hits. Adam Shilga is a senior program analyst at the Federal Transit Administration. He's in charge of a $3.6 billion competitive grant program. He developed a new methodology to help decide which public transportation projects might get hit in another storm in the future and which ones should get resilience grants. He's a finalist for a Service to America Medal in the Call to Service category. Adam, congratulations to you and your colleagues. When you started working on this, you had 4 years of federal experience. What did you tap into that you brought with you into the government to help you manage this program? Thanks for coming on, and congratulations, Adam.
Thank you very much, Francis. That's actually a great question, and one I don't really speak to very often. I had finished an urban planning program prior to coming to the federal government at the Federal Transit Administration up in New York City. And one of the last classes I took, believe it or not, was on disaster resilience planning for New York City. And I had a project on analyzing risks facing Coney Island, of all places. So I had a chance to sort of grapple with some of the issues and how to calculate priorities for investments to make a place like New York more resilient. I don't think my bosses knew about that when they asked me to lead the emergency relief program, but it was certainly something that was great to have a little familiarity with beforehand.
The profile that the Partnership for Public Service put together about your selection says that colleagues said Shilga developed a novel methodology for rating and evaluating the projects and awarding the grants. How did you do that, and on what basis did you think, yeah, this is a totally different approach, but it's something that would work?
That's great. We developed a thing we called the Hazard Mitigation Cost Effectiveness Analysis Tool, and what that was essentially a sort of a probability-weighted benefit cost analysis. In a normal benefit cost analysis for any kind of project, you look at, you know, the benefits of doing a project, such as increased jobs, more revenue to a system, and you weigh that against the costs of doing it. But when you're investing in resilience, the benefit is really how are you able to avoid damages at some uncertain time in the future. And so we looked around the government. We found that FEMA has a process that they use. They call the Benefit Cost Analysis Tool, and they have these fantastic modules for estimating when it makes sense to build a tornado shelter in a particular community in the Midwest. But there was no such thing available for major public infrastructure systems. And so we reached out to them, learned about how their system works, and applied sort of the same statistically sort of probability weighted analysis to the benefits of investing in transit resilience.
Did you have all the data you needed to do that kind of analysis at your fingertips, or was it a data stream that you had to create inside FTA?
Well, a lot of the really detailed engineering work was done by the applicants to the programs. As you can imagine, the New York City Metropolitan Transportation Authority has any number of engineers and economists on staff. They can do this analysis. What we did was lay out the procedures that everyone needed to follow to sort of apply and submit their projects so that we could evaluate them on the same level.
So what impact did an event like Hurricane Sandy have on driving this process?
This was really the entire impetus for it. FTA had not had an emergency relief program, in fact, ever until the latest authorization was passed. That actually took effect October 1st of 2012, just 3 weeks before Hurricane Sandy. So we were 3 weeks into having an emergency relief program, and Sandy hit. And then just 3 months after that, we received an appropriation from Congress for nearly $11 billion to deliver aid through that program. We had never done a resilience-type approach to grant-making before, so this was entirely developed from scratch.
How did you go follow up on the back end to make sure that what you expected to happen actually happened?
We had engineers working with us who were experts in this field, and they worked with reviewers we had on the review teams who came from several different agencies. We had folks here from different parts of the Department of Transportation, from different regional offices at the Federal Transit Administration, and people from FEMA who came from across the country to help us look at all of these projects to make sure that the analysis justifying the investments were solid.
You, your profile says that you started your career in finance. May I ask how old you were when you came into the government?
I had just turned 30.
And that's
a bit of a career changer.
And we know that you're one of the younger federal employees because you're up for the call to service category in the Service to America medals. And that's for people who are at the beginning stages of their federal careers. Why did you want to get out of finance where you probably could have made a ton more money and come into the work at the federal government and do this kind of work?
Well, I'd always been called in a way to have a career where I could make a difference in people's lives. You know, at one point I wanted to study geography. Another point I wanted to, I actually had ideas to work in the transportation sector for a very long time. So working in finance was really kind of fascinating in an intellectual and sort of numeric way. But at no point did I think that it was what I wanted to do for the long term. So it took me some time to find the path I wanted to be on. But I found this urban planning program at Hunter College in Manhattan that was it was just fascinating, and it afforded me opportunities to work up in New York with the Department of City Planning and the New York Regional Metropolitan Transportation Planning Council. Those sort of opened the door for me to come into the federal government and join the Department of Transportation.